You are listening to the Human Rights Podcast, hosted by the Irish Centre for Human Rights at the University of Galway. This is a platform for dialogue and debate on issues related to human rights and international law. My name is Gillian Keane, and I'm a postdoctoral researcher at the Irish Centre for Human Rights. I'm working on an Irish Research Council and Irish Aid-funded coalesce project entitled Human Trafficking, Forced Migration and Gender Equality in Uganda. You can find out a little more about the project in one of our other episodes, and we can include the link to that in the show notes. Today, though, in our first episode of 2023, I'll be chatting with some members of this year's podcast team, hearing about their interests and studies, and what we can expect to hear in some upcoming episodes of the Human Rights Podcasts. So today, I'm delighted to welcome three members of the team here in the Celt studio with me. We have Julia Dede, Emma Kelly and Shannon Kenny Garcia, all LLM students here at the Irish Centre for Human Rights. So welcome everyone. And perhaps we can get going by each of you introducing yourselves and telling us a little bit about yourself and what you are studying here at the centre. So Julia, I'll turn to you first.
Hi Gillian, thank you. So I am a student here at the centre and I'm studying at the LLM in International Migration and Refugee Law and Policy. And perhaps I'll just give you a little bit of information about my own background.
Yep.
After finishing my bachelor's degree in intercultural and linguistic mediation, studying English and Russian in Italy, I came to Ireland on an internship and I eventually decided to stay and work here for a while. Everything was well and okay, but I felt that my academic path wasn't over yet. So after doing some research, I ended up looking at the page of what is now my LLM and I was immediately convinced that it was the right fit for me. I have long had an interest in migration and refugee studies, in part due to my family being immigrants into Italy. And the Irish Centre for Human Rights had the reputation of being a centre of excellence in the field. So I saw this as my opportunity to realign my career path with my interests and what I care most about. So I took it and I'm so glad I did.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks. And look forward to hearing about some of what you're working on later in the episode. Shannon, welcome. If you want to let us know a bit about yourself.
Thank you, Gillian, of course. Well, I was born and raised in Mexico. And a little bit of my background is that I studied international relations. And before coming to Ireland, I previously worked in a research center focused on peace studies and violence. And then I worked with different NGOs that worked towards overcoming the barriers for integration of refugees. So that basically led me to study my LLM in peace operations, humanitarian law and conflict.
Brilliant. Thank you, Shannon. And Emma, welcome. And do you want to tell us a bit about yourself?
Thanks, Gillian. I'm from Wexford and I moved to Cork to UCC to study social science after school. Ended up living in Cork then for 10 years after. Ended up working in music business as a tour manager and a booking agent and then managing a music venue. So I kind of went off the academic route for a few years. But I always had an interest in connecting with different stakeholders, different NGOs, doing fundraisers for the Sexual Violence Centre in Cork, subsequently ended up with me getting a job there. And so the search began to learn more about law, specifically human rights law. After that, I went to work in a mental health unit for a year. And then I decided that I wanted to go back to formal education to do the master's somewhere. I was really interested in climate refugees, actually, and migration as a result, internal displacement as a result of climate change. So I thought it best me study human rights and international environmental law. So I was packing my bags and going to Essex, and then the pandemic happened. And I just looked at what's going on in Ireland, and I knew of the Irish Centre for Human Rights. And I got in touch with Siobhan, and they had climate justice on the module, on the syllabus, and it looked amazing. And I'm so glad now that I'm here, because it's been such an amazing experience.
Thanks, Emma. Really interesting journey, and we're really glad that you are here at the centre as well. So all of you are obviously studying various topics related to international law and human rights, and you've mentioned that a little bit in your introductions, but I'd love to hear a little bit more about what you're studying and some of the topics that you have found maybe the most interesting or maybe unexpectedly interesting so far. Julia, do you want to let us know about what you've been studying and what's been interesting for you?
Sure. Well, besides my core modules in migration and refugee law, which I knew I would find brilliant, and it has been so, I really enjoyed learning about international humanitarian law, which was a bit unexpected, like you said. It's a field that I find fascinating and very complicated, or maybe even fascinating because complicated. I don't know, but I know for sure that even if the module is over, I will keep looking into it. And actually, I'm participating in the Irish Red Cross International Humanitarian Law Moot Course in March with some other students, and I'm really looking forward to that. Public international law was another module that surprised me. I only took it to make up for the fact that I didn't have a law background, but I actually ended up finding it extremely interesting, especially talking about issues of state, international organization responsibility for violations of international law. And besides, I got really involved in the drama of diplomatic crisis, especially because now I understood why and how they happened.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Julia. And really interesting to hear that even though you came to study with an interest in international migration law, that you've found all these other interests in just kind of the broader field of public international law. So really interesting to hear. Emma, what about you then? What have you been studying, and what has been really interesting for you?
Sure. So I'm doing the master's part-time. And so this means that I've had a couple of years here, and it enabled me to explore different modules. And the first one that I took was the Human Rights Clinic. And this was a module that was very practical. It's like you're straight into a project. You're teamed up with a practitioner from a community organization, grassroots movement.
Yeah.
And my one was Saoirse McHugh. I really liked what she was doing, and Talib Beo, coming from a farming background, it's always interesting to me to see progressive farming practices and what we can do better, what we can learn from. But actually, we ended up learning. We were investigating the free trade agreement between the European Union and the Mercosur bloc, and how the EU was signing up to import beef from the Mercosur bloc. Mm-hmm. And this meant that it was going to lead to massive amounts of deforestation, which is inconsistent with the Paris Agreement. So it was hypocritical of the EU to do so. So what we did in the clinic was we interviewed different stakeholders and we produced a podcast.
Brilliant. Which we can listen to in the Human Rights Podcast and some other episodes, I think.
Yeah. It's there. It's really interesting, actually. We got one girl, she's a conservationist, Laura Kehoe. She was amazing, like such a good chat. We chatted for like 3 hours, but we had to cut it down to like 30. And then also there was a German MEP and an Irish farmer and a girl from Brazil. She's a part of an NGO called Brazilian Left Front. So we got a very different perspective from different stakeholders that were going to be affected by this free trade agreement. Yeah. And then we produced, we wrote a paper, we co-authored a paper, and it was actually amazing as a module to do, because it really, you learn so much, and it's, we got to know each other so well as well, and we're still in contact with, you know, Saoirse.
Yeah,
and
that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really beneficial.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And where has that then led you to? Has that sparked an interest in you for some of the modules that you're studying this year? Or
Yeah, definitely. So community lawyering mm-hmm. was a term that I didn't know before. Mm-hmm. And this then led me to transnational lawyering, mm-hmm. which I didn't know of before either. Mm-hmm. And I just think transnational lawyering is where I want to be. It's where I want to go for sure. But it was amazing to have it in the centre as a module that's offered, because I didn't know I needed this, but mm-hmm. this is exactly what I needed. It's exactly what I wanted to come to college to study for. It's not specifically to be a solicitor or a barrister, but to understand the law, to understand the systems that create the inequalities in the first place, and connecting with different stakeholders, NGOs, academics, lawyers, on the ground, to achieve social change, essentially. It's been amazing to be here in the centre and to learn from GROWD as well. And then that led me on to apply for the GLAN placement with Global Legal Action Network.
Brilliant. Yeah.
It's a student placement that you can apply for. And so now I've been, so since I, my project with GLAN was to work with international lawyers for West Papua. Mm-hmm. Another area that I didn't know much before at all before doing this either. And this was about a year and a half ago, and I'm still working now with international lawyers for West Papua on an intern basis, mm-hmm. And GLAN, and we're investigating business and human rights. So my specific field is the extractive sector, investigating the human rights abuses and environmental degradation that's happening in West Papua.
Brilliant. Yeah, yeah. So it sounds like you've come to the centre and really have a real interest that has been sparked in this area, which is really great to see. And I think you're studying transnational lawyering this semester, are you? So it'll be interesting to hear all the insights from that and your work in GLAN, which is brilliant. So thank you, Emma. Shannon, what about you then? What have you been studying and what have you found most interesting so far in your course?
Well, I would definitely love to highlight one of my core modules, that is international peacekeeping.
Yeah.
So we definitely talked about some of the missions and how they are activated, what are the procedures from the Security Council, what are also the structural challenges that remain pending from the UN.
Yeah.
And of course, how their different mandates, how they relate to human rights. I would also like to add that we had the opportunity to do a field trip to the army barracks here in Galway.
Oh, brilliant.
And that was completely mind-blowing, because we got the opportunity to talk with some of the peacekeepers who had been particularly been deployed in the missions in Lebanon and the Democratic Republic of Congo. So we got to hear from them what they lived during their most crucial moments, the decisions they had to take. And I would definitely highlight that we also talked about the mental health of the peacekeepers, which is something that I wouldn't even think about before studying this module. So yeah, it has been a completely stimulating experience to actually talk with people who have been in the ground and understand the challenges faced by the civilians. Mm-hmm. And also, one of the things that I love the most about this module in particular is that we always looked at the human side of things.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't just discuss the academic side or the political side. We also came back to the human side of things. So it was... yeah, fantastic.
Brilliant, thank you. I think something that's come through from what all three of you have shared is just the range of modules and subjects that's on offer here at the centre, but also, as you say, getting to see the issue and to see the law in the books, but then law in action, whether that's getting involved with the clinic or whether it's being involved with the moot or whether it's going down to the barracks. So really interesting experiences. And I know I'm sure that there will be, if I talk to you all this time next year, even more experiences to add to that. What I'd love to hear about as well is just your experience of studying at the Irish Centre for Human Rights. So besides the studies, and I know some of you have hinted at this already, but
What have you enjoyed about, or what are you enjoying about being a part of the Irish Centre for Human Rights? So yeah, Emma, what have you enjoyed about being part of the ICHR community?
Well, that's exactly it, Gillian. It's been, it is a community, 100%. That's probably the community aspect of it is probably what I love the most. The people, like my classmates, Julia and Shannon and others, yeah. You know, everybody comes from a different background, a different country that I've never been to before. They're teaching me things that I never knew before. Now I want to go to Mexico. I want to visit Julia and the part of Italy that you're from. So we have a lot of travel plans, but but they bring such a different perspective. Yeah. Also, the professors that are teaching here are incredible. Yeah. Their experience, it's a privilege to sit at the seminar room table with Ray Murphy and just hear him talk about his experience on the field and his insights into humanitarian law and peacekeeping as well. And Grode, like, so prolific in his work as well with the Global Legal Action Network. And in class, he talks about the case that he's doing here and the case that they're working on there. And it's incredible. And the opportunities that we have to get involved in different things, like the podcast or the clinic and GLAN, like the moot. I would love to do the moot as well. The International Humanitarian Law one. And there is the International Criminal Law moot as well. So, yeah, the people, the community, the people that we're learning from, learning with, and the things we can get involved in to enhance the experience here.
But Julia, how have you found being a part of the ICHR community?
I have loved it so far, and I'm sure that I will keep loving it. I agree with all that Emma said. The fact that our lecturers are so expert and have such extensive experience on the field really, truly makes me excited about going to class every day. And I apologize for nerding a little bit, but that's the truth. For example, we had the amazing opportunity of learning about migration and trafficking issues from the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Trafficking, which I think
absolutely
it's excellent and such a rare opportunity.
Yeah.
So that's been absolutely amazing. And of course, Ray and also Kira Smith. She's the director of my LLM, meaning the LLM in Refugee and Migration Law and Policy. And I'm not sure I would have grown such an interest in public international law had it been someone else teaching it. Her seminars are extremely engaging and her passion is just infectious. And I'm very happy to be having two more modules with her this semester. At the moment, we are taking part in the International Refugee Law module. Yeah. And she's taking us through everything from the beginning. Like, she's being very thorough in the way that she explains. And of course, she has extensive experience as well. So I feel absolutely privileged to learn from them. And of course, our fellow students, they all come from different backgrounds. They have their own professional and academic experience as well. Yeah. Some of them are magistrates and lawyers, and they've worked in all types of backgrounds. And they really, we all add invaluable expertise to each of our seminars. Another thing that I really enjoy about the Irish Centre for Human Rights is that the seminars are seminars, which means that it's not a lecture. We're not passively learning.
Yeah.
We are constantly invited to provide our own opinion, our own perspective.
Yeah.
And that really complements the learning and makes you actually understand things on a deeper level. And so everyone is always ready to help each other as well. And it makes you feel appreciated and motivates you to do your best at all times. And this also translates in the efforts from our lecturers and the administration to provide us with opportunities to hear from and connect with researchers and human rights defenders from outside the center.
Yeah.
And there have been so many opportunities. I mean, last semester was unbelievable. I really had to step up my time management skills to make it to every seminar, but yeah. It was so worth it.
Yeah.
Everything, like, we heard from so many different fields and experts. It was really enriching.
Yeah, that's really great to hear. And so great to hear just the breadth of what is going on outside of the formal classroom settings as well in the centre. So thank you, Julia. Shannon, what about you? What have you enjoyed about being part of the Irish Centre for Human Rights?
Well, first of all, I couldn't agree more with everything that Emma and Julia already said.
Yeah.
Definitely, if you've never been to the Irish Centre for Human Rights, it looks like a house. So it feels very warm and cosy, and definitely it feels like a safe space. The environment really feels like a place where different values, different opinions are appreciated, and you can express your doubts and understandings of the different issues that we raise during the seminars, and that feels amazing, you know. And also, in every class, I've always felt that not only I'm developing a deeper understanding of the issues that have been raised, but also most of the time I'm being challenged with a new idea and a new perspective, and that I would definitely wouldn't have otherwise. So yeah, definitely the learning experience has been both incredibly challenging, but also deeply rewarding as well. And the final thing I'd like to say is that the Irish Centre for Human Rights definitely has propelled my sense of purpose in the field. Mm-hmm. And that can be sometimes complicated when it comes to the nature of human rights.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm very, very grateful to be able to be here.
Yeah, that's brilliant to hear, and just really good to hear about your experience and being a part of the centre as a whole, and not just in the classroom. And it's really great to see the master's cohort and just how much of a sense of community is there among everyone there. So thanks for sharing. Turning then to the podcast, I mean, we're all here today and we're meeting part of the podcast team, and just want to give our listeners a bit of an insight into the team, what you'll be doing, and maybe what we can expect to hear coming up in some upcoming episodes. So Julia, can you tell us a little bit about why you wanted to join the team?
Sure. Well, first of all, I think that I thought it would be a great way to put my chattiness to good use. I love talking out the issues that I am concerned about and possibly learn more about them, or definitely learn more about them. And podcasting is such a great means of communication, I think. Yeah. I listen to podcasts every day, and they've also helped to complement my learning at the centre.
Yeah.
So I think they can be a very valuable means of communication. It also has the potential to reach more people than written word, for example, academic writing. Mm-hmm. So when I heard about this podcast, the Human Rights Podcast, I was very, very happy to jump on board.
Brilliant, thank you. And Emma, perhaps you can give us a bit of insight then as to what is involved with being on the podcast team, what kind of things you would be doing or are doing.
Yeah, so the podcast is definitely, as Julia said, it's a really nice way to engage with material more in a kind of a more than a two-dimensional sense of like reading a paper. You have this opportunity through the podcast to talk about something and highlight something that you feel is really important. One of the things we're going to learn is how to use Audacity.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be such a good skill for us to have as human rights researchers, because we can, you know, take these skills that we're learning through this podcast and bring it with us, whatever we're going to do next. Because it is, as Julia said, it's such a great way to interact with human rights issues for debate, for discussion.
Yeah.
And we can learn the skills then to bring that forward.
Yeah, brilliant. So it sounds like it's a really good opportunity to take what you're learning and
dive a bit deeper, but also learn some really important digital skills as well. So brilliant to hear that. And Shannon, just turning to you then, obviously you're all working on podcast episodes at the moment. So can you let us know what sort of topics we can expect to hear about in some of our upcoming episodes?
Of course. We can expect meeting people from the centre, like the researchers, the staff members, master students, and also PhD students, in order for us to engage a little bit more with what they're doing with their work. And hopefully this episode will give us a light of the different topics that interact with human rights, you know?
Yeah.
That could be rescues at sea, the rights of unaccompanied minors, the protection challenges of human rights defenders, yeah. Gender, as Emma mentioned as well, business and human rights, and yeah, a whole range of topics that we will be looking at, and I can't wait for it to get started.
Brilliant. So there's lots to look forward to over the next few months, and I'd encourage our listeners to stay tuned for these upcoming episodes from this team. I mean, I'd love to keep chatting here all day. There's so many things I'd love to hear about your studies and your research, but I think we'll have to call it a day here. It's so interesting, as I say, to hear about the kinds of topics we can expect to hear in upcoming episodes, and it'll be really great to see how those episodes proceed and turn out. So for our listeners, I just encourage you to stay tuned, follow the Irish Centre for Human Rights on social media to get the latest updates on our podcast. I really just want to say thank you to each of you for coming along today to share with us. I think it's really great to get to know the team behind the podcast. I know we'll be hearing from you all on the other side of the interview chair throughout this semester, but really great to hear about your own journeys and your own studies. So thank you so much for coming along today.
Thanks so much, girls. Really happy to be here as well.
Brilliant, thanks. You have been listening to the Human Rights Podcast. The podcast is produced by staff and students at the Irish Centre for Human Rights at the University of Galway, and supported by the University's Centre for Excellence in Teaching and Learning.